I'd like to thank Aaron K. for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneeweis.substack.com.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the four-page article I wrote and published on my Substack on December 29th, 2023. And the article is entitled Vayechi, Don't Stop Working or Else You'll Die, Especially If You're Not Jewish. Note, those who follow my adventures are aware of the irony in this week's title and topic. After nearly reaching a state of burnout, I took a much-needed break from work. As I do every year, I went on a solo cabin retreat for a week to recharge, doing nothing but reading and learning. Since I only got back on Thursday evening, I didn't have time to write a short article, nor did I have time to edit what I wrote as much as I would have liked. I'm still happy with results, and I hope you are too. Section 1. The Halacha of Goy Sheshavas, a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos. While I was in the process of converting to Judaism, I had to undergo a weekly experience familiar to all Orthodox Jewish converts. At some point between sundown on Friday and nightfall on Saturday, I had to violate Shabbos. Why? Because it is prohibited for a non-Jew to keep Shabbos. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin 58b states, quote, Reish Lakish says, a non-Jew who observed Shabbos, Goy Sheshavas, literally a Gentile who abstains from work, is liable for death. As it is stated in Bereishis 8:22, all the rest of the days of the earth, sowing and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. Ravina says, even if he abstains from work on a Monday, he is liable. End quote from the Gemara. Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim u'Milchamos 10:9, clarifies the reason for this law and its seemingly harsh penalty. Quote, a non-Jew who engaged in Torah study is liable for death. He may only involve himself in the study of the seven Noahid mitzvos alone. Likewise, a non-Jew who abstained from work, even on a weekday, if he made it like a Shabbos for himself, he is liable for death, and certainly if he made a holiday for himself. The sum of the matter is that we do not permit them, i.e. non-Jews, to invent their own religious law and create new mitzvos for themselves. Rather, he must either become a ger tzedek, a righteous convert, and accept all the mitzvos upon himself, or remain with his Torah and neither add nor subtract. And if he engaged in Torah study or kept Shabbos or invented a religious precept, we administer lashes and punish him, and we inform him that he is liable for death, but he is not actually executed. End quote from the Rambam. Even though the Rambam goes on in the next halacha to say that a non-Jew may do or keep any of the other 613 mitzvos on a voluntary basis, Shabbos is the exception. For reasons beyond the scope of this article, a non-Jew's observance of our Shabbos is considered for them as inventing a new mitzvah. Although the death penalty is not actually carried out, we inform them that this breach is severe enough to deserve death, presumably because it erodes the line between the two divinely ordained systems of law, the Taryag mitzvos, 613 commandments for Jews, and the Shevim mitzvos b'nei Noach, the seven Noahide commandments for non-Jews. All this is fine and well, according to the Rambam. Rashi, on the Gemara in Sanhedrin 58a b, however, has a far more stringent take. Quote from Rashi on Sanhedrin 58b, Ravina says even on a Monday, do not say that when Reish Lakish mentioned shvisa, abstention from work, that he was referring to a non-Jew who takes upon himself shvisa in the manner of an obligation, such as Shabbos, which is a day of shvisa for Israel, or Sunday, on which the Christians rest. But rather, he maintains that mere rest is prohibited for them, that they may not be idle from their work even on a day that is not designated for rest, such as Monday. End quote from Rashi. That's right. Rashi maintains that it is prohibited for non-Jews to take a single day off from work for any reason. The Gemara uses the term shvisa. For the Rambam, this means abstention from work in a Sabbath-like manner, since only that kind of abstention is tantamount to introducing a new religious precept. In contrast, Rashi learns that Goy Sheshavas is not referring to shvisa l'shum chova, abstention from work in the manner of an obligation, but rather to minucha ba'alma, mere rest, shelo yivatlu mimalachtan, that they may not be idle from their work. In practical terms, a Christian who religiously observes his Sabbath on Sunday violates this halacha according to both Rambam and Rashi. But according to Rashi, the same is true for a non-religious Gentile who takes off from work on New Year's Day. Furthermore, according to Rashi, non-Jews who take extended vacations or voluntarily enter retirement are racking up death penalty violation after death penalty violation. How are we to understand Rashi's extreme position? Rambam provides us with a rational framework for understanding this halacha, namely, that the Torah seeks to maintain a clear distinction between Taryag mitzvos for Jews and Shevin mitzvos b'nei Noach for non-Jews. But Rashi's view would seem to defy explanation. I was bothered by this question for decades until I found an answer in this week's Parsha, one which casts this halacha in an entirely different light and has ramifications for Jews and our relationship with work. Section 2. Man only dies on account of idleness. In Bereishis 49:33, it states, "When Yaakov finished commanding his sons, he gathered his feet into the bed, and he expired and was gathered to his people." The expression used for Yaakov's death, Vayigva Vayamas, is also used for the deaths of Avraham, Yishmael, and Yitzchak. Yet, from our pasuk about Yaakov, Rabbi Tarfon in Avos Rabbi Nassan 11:1 makes a bizarre derivation. Quote, "Man only dies on account of idleness, batala, as it is stated, and he expired and he was gathered to his people." End quote from Rabbi Tarfon. Where does he get this from, and what does he mean? The Torah Tmima on Bereishis 49:33, note 47, begins by criticizing an unnamed commentator's failed attempts to resolve this difficulty, and then offers his own explanation. Quote, "There is no explanation for this, and the one who endeavored to explain has toiled excessively with far-fetched statements. Rather, it seems obvious that Rabbi Tarfon relied on the first half of the pasuk, quote, when Yaakov finished commanding his sons, he expired and was gathered. In other words, as long as he was still commanding his sons, he lived, but once he ceased commanding, he expired. This is an allusion to the principle that man only dies on account of idleness. This has a nafkamina, a practical ramification, which is spelled out in that chapter of Avos Rabbi Nassan, namely that every person should strive to seek out for himself some type of work to be involved in, even if he doesn't need it, so that he doesn't sit idly. And the sages in Avos Rabbi Nassan supported this from various psukim, see there." End quote from the Torah Tmima. That chapter in Avos Rabbi Nassan expands on the teaching of Shmaya in Avos 1:10, quote, "Ehov es hamelacha, love work, despise positions of authority, and do not become overly familiar with the authorities," end quote. One of the most eye-opening statements there about the imperative to work is that of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, quote, and this is from Avos Rabbi Nassan, "If someone has no work to do, what should he do? If he has a dilapidated yard or field, he should go and work it. As it says, 6 days shall you work and do all your work. Sorry, 6 days shall you labor and do all your work," in Shmos 28. What do we learn from this phrase, do all your work? That means someone, even someone who has dilapidated yards or fields, should work on them. End quote from Avos Rabbi Nassan. The Torah Tmima on Shmos 28, note 62, elucidates Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's intent. Quote, "This means to say that even though he doesn't have any need for the work itself, he should strive to come up with some work for himself, even work such as this, which is not necessary for him, if only for the purpose of not being idle, so that he shouldn't cause his own death." Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra supports this with the language of the pasuk, "You shall do all your work," expounding on the word "all your work" to mean any work whatsoever, even dilapidated fields, yards. This was intended by way of remez, textual allusion, and asmachta, homiletical scriptural support. End quote from the Torah Tmima. The main message of the sages in Avos Rabbi Nassan, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra included, is that idleness causes premature death. He doesn't elaborate on how idleness causes premature death, whether on account of the spiritual hazards, as in the Christian proverb, "idle hands are the devil's playground," or because of the toll taken by physical or mental inactivity, as numerous contemporary studies have shown, or for some other reason. Regardless of the causality, the life-shortening consequences of idleness are so dire that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra prescribed doing unnecessary labor to avoid this problem or this fate. It is this phenomenon that Rabbi Tarfon was referring to when he expounded on our verse in Vayechi, teaching that man only dies on account of idleness. He did not mean that Yaakov should have kept on talking in order to live forever, nor did he mean that Hashem killed him for the sin of idleness, God forbid. Rather, Rabbi Tarfon merely used this pasuk about Yaakov as an asmachta, a homiletical support, for Chazal's attitude towards idleness. Section 3. Idleness for Jews versus idleness for non-Jews. The Torah Tmima on Shmos 28, note 62, Yeah, that's right. Continues with an important qualification of Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira's teaching, then immediately pivots to an explanation of Rashi's strict stance on the halacha of Goy Sheshavas. Quote, it seems that all this, namely the idea that idleness causes death, applies exclusively to an amharet, an ignoramus, for whom it is impossible to be involved in Torah study. But for Chachamim, for the wise, their Torah is their craft. Elsewhere we wrote that this is the reason for the Noahide mitzvah of day and night shall not cease, because since it is prohibited for them to engage in Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about his creations, therefore he commanded them not to be idle so as not to cause their premature death. We elaborated on this at length in Parshas Noach. End quote from the Torah Tamimah. Abstention from work only hastens death for those who lack the capacity to be involved in Torah. If one uses the time off from work for Torah study, then this teaching doesn't apply. It is for this reason that Hashem prohibited non-Jews to take off from work, because he is concerned for their well-being and doesn't want them to die prematurely, and because it is prohibited for non-Jews to engage in Torah study, therefore the only viable option for prolonging life in the Gentile world is to prevent them from falling prey to idleness. As he mentioned above, the Torah Tamimah spells this out fully in Parshas Noach on Bereishis 8:22, note 17, after raising our objection. Quote, Rashi explains that a non-Jew who rests from his work for a complete day is liable for death. As it is stated, day and night shall not cease. Reish Lakish expounds, they shall not cease from work, and this refers also to Bnei Noach. The reason for this mitzvah and for the death penalty are not at all clear. Perhaps it can be explained based on what was stated in Avos Rabbi Nasan on the Pasuk, 6 days shall you work, shall you labor and do all your work. According to this, we can say that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded a person to work is so that he doesn't bring about his own death. This explains the meaning of the expression, a non-Jew who rests is liable for death, which is intended in the same way as the expression, he is liable for his soul. End quote from the Torah Tamimah. This is the final piece of the puzzle. Neither Rambam nor Rashi take the death penalty in the Gemara Sanhedrin literally, but whereas the Rambam understands it in a philosophically prescriptive sense, i.e., this non-Jew should be put to death, Rashi, as explained by the Torah Tamimah, understands it in a purely descriptive sense, i.e., a non-Jew who stops working will naturally hasten his death. This is why the Torah Tamimah invokes the phrase mischayev benafsho, he is liable for his soul, which refers to behavior that is naturally self-destructive. It turns out that in a sense, the halacha of Goy Sheshavas is less stringent for Rashi than it is for Rambam. According to the Rambam, a non-Jew who observes his own Sabbath-like day of rest is committing a severe crime, the illicit innovation of a new type of religious observance. According to Rashi, this has nothing to do with religion. Rather, God, in his mercy, seeks to benefit his creations. Since idleness truncates the human lifespan, Hashem prohibited mankind from taking off for work. That is why a non-Jew may not observe Shabbos. One problem remains. According to this line of reasoning, shouldn't this apply to Jews as well? Granted, we observe Shabbos for a number of valid reasons, but shouldn't it be prohibited for Jews to take off work on a Monday? The Torah Tamimah raises this question and answers it using the same principle he invoked above. Quote, even though, according to this, it would be reasonable to apply this law not only to a non-Jew, but even to a Jew, i.e. that if a Jew abstains from work for a complete day not on Shabbos, then he is liable for his soul. One can respond by saying that a Jew can be involved in Torah and serving God even when he abstains from work, whereas a non-Jew who is involved in Torah is liable for death, and the involvement in his own seven mitzvos is minuscule and easy. If so, there is no other option than for the non-Jew to be involved in work. And the statement in Avos Rabbi Nasan, which states that even a Jew should not be idle, refers to a regular person who is not engaged, who is not qualified to be engaged in Torah study. End quote from the Torah Tamimah. Essentially, his answer is yes, all things being equal, a Jew who takes off from work is liable for his soul, just the same as a non-Jew. Fortunately, all things are not equal. Whereas a non-Jew has no recourse outside of work, a Jew can use his time off to study Torah and to engage in other mitzvos. To the extent that he does that, his life will not be shortened. To the contrary, the Torah is a tree of life to all who cling to it, length of days are at its right hand, and wisdom gives life to the one who possesses it. Addendum. The Torah Tamimah concludes his comments in Parshas Noach by examining his view in light of, by examining the Rambam in light of his own view. Quote, further analysis is required regarding what the Rambam wrote on this topic. that this law, which forbids a non-Jew to abstain from work for a day, only applies if the non-Jew abstains with the intent of a mitzvah of shvisa, thereby making the day for himself like the day of Shabbos, and only then is he liable for death. According to our interpretation above, it ostensibly wouldn't make any difference what his intention was in his abstention from work. We may resolve this by saying that as long as he does not abstain in a Sabbath-like manner, that is a total shvisa, then he is not completely idle, for he will naturally be involved in lighter forms of work and in preparing his food. There is no need to elaborate. End quote from the Torah Tamima. In other words, the Torah Tamima removes intention from the Rambam's formulation of the halacha. When the Rambam writes, a non-Jew who abstains from work even on a weekday, if he made it like a Shabbos for himself, he is liable for death, he doesn't mean if he regarded it as Shabbos or if he abstained with Shabbos-like intent. Rather, he means if he totally abstained from all malacha as Jews do on Shabbos. Accordingly, if the non-Jew engages in any form of work at all, like I made sure to do when I was converting, then he has not violated this halacha.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.